Hi, guys.
Morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
January and February are the most popular months at the Cortez Recreation Center, as you mentioned, Joy, a little earlier when we were off tape. How can you tell?
Well, our numbers are up about 20% during those months, so we speculate that's what it's about, is the New Year's resolutions and people wanting to come in and get back in shape.
It's hard to be sure about that, but you count people who come in.
We do.
How else can you tell when people are in here for in the rec center for New Year's resolutions?
You know, we are totally guessing 100%.
Of course, yeah.
We don't do any surveys, nothing official. But, you know, we have there's an added enthusiasm in people right after the holidays, and I think a little bit of guilt in overindulging in Thanksgiving and Christmas meals and candy and stuff. So we see a different kind of enthusiasm in January. It lasts until March. That's kind of our busy season.
Okay, so January, February, and how can you tell when people are enthusiastic?
You know, it's just kind of this separate, different kind of motivation. People walking a little faster on the track.
Really?
More bodies up there.
Is that
yeah.
really something that happens? Like, people are like, yeah, we got to make up for lost time.
It feels like that way, yes.
Okay. Definitely.
Wow. What do you notice, Michelle?
The ellipticals are full. The gym is full. Like Joy said, the track is full. The lap lanes are full. People are swimming laps that you never saw before, but they're there today.
Just like you, Austin.
Oh, no. Oh, you're going to call me out. Yeah, I stopped by the rec center the other day. And the other thing is, I mean, the weather. The weather is cold outside, and so it's going to be a little bit more enjoyable to exercise inside.
Yeah, and you would think the weather, but then June and July are also two busy of our busiest months, and
really?
They compare with the January, February. So
is there like a mid-year resolution, maybe?
Summer.
I think it's swimsuit
summer
resolution.
Body.
Okay,
and,
people want to swim more, yeah.
Getting their swimsuits and their summer bodies, yeah. So.
Oh, of course. Okay.
Again, speculation.
Yeah,
we haven't taken any
course.
Official surveys.
This is not science here right now. I mean,
no.
There's a little bit of science going on, but I wouldn't say this is like, you know, something we should go out and publish. So what do you guys do to prepare when you get all these people coming in?
Well, Michelle's in charge of our fitness instructors, and I think they have some things going on here in a couple weeks, Michelle.
We do. We have a new class that we're going to be promoting soon. I can't tell too much about it, but in March 1st, we're going to be starting that. It's a Les Mills program. We buy more fitness equipment. We're buying more steps, more weights to accommodate for the influx of people.
Do the fitness trainers see more of an impact, like more people in their classes and everything?
They do.
Okay. So you have a class for March 1st. Is that intended to keep people at the rec center a little longer? Or is it that's just when it's going to start?
That's just when it's going to start.
Okay,
we have the instructors are being
trained.
Trained.
Yeah, they're learning about how to
yeah.
teach.
Yeah, trained in February,
kind of
so we're going to roll it out in March.
What are the main things, do you think, that hold people back when it's, you know, February and March? Why do people drop off with their New Year's resolutions?
I myself, it's just, they're difficult. You know, resolutions are really a sacrifice. So you're either sacrificing time, you're sacrificing that. It could be just the couch instead of getting out and, you know, making that dedication. So, again, we're not really sure why, but I myself, it's a long time to be sacrificing.
You guys, do you think of exercise as a sacrifice?
Well, I do, because if I'm exercising, it's for myself. And it's I've got children who I'm not home with, so I am sacrificing time with them or my husband or other things. I think it's something that needs to be done. It's a necessary sacrifice, but I do.
I think it's just part of your day. For me, it's part of my day. I just make that part of my daily routine and keep up with it as best I can.
If you could give advice to some of us who may start out, you know, super enthusiastic, we're walking quicker around the tracks, we're on the ellipticals, et cetera. If you could give us advice who come in February and March, on how to keep going. How would you do that?
Change your routine. Don't get stuck in a rut, you know, and our bodies do plateau. So if you're doing a certain training circuit, try some fitness classes. I know a lot of people are uncomfortable with those, but if you just tried it, I think you'd be really surprised on how that can change your body, your metabolism, some of the things, your motivation. We do include our fitness classes with our annual memberships now, so there's really no excuse not to go and try a fitness class.
And I think, too, you need to start out slow and set realistic expectations. Don't go in right away and upset because you can't lose 10 pounds in 3 days.
Right, or I can't use the 40-pound weights.
Right.
Right.
You know, yeah. And then you're sore and can't move for the next 3 days. So.
Michelle Duvall is Recreation Supervisor at the Cortez Recreation Center, and Joy McHenry, also at the from the Cortez Recreation Center, is Facility Supervisor. Thank you both so much for coming in. This is great.
Thanks for having us, Austin.